We have the name of the person who's recording the meeting.
Yeah.
The name is, and the recording has been started.
Yes.
The date and start time is noted by somebody?
I will.
The attendance noted?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
What?
I'm going to get the attendance. Is that what that's here? Oh, yeah, maybe I should say. Okay, so the date and start time is 9/28/23 at 6:32 PM.
I'm Dennis. You're Dennis. I'm covering for her.
Good.
Because of the ongoing controversy over the minutes, and because the director of the board continues to have serious issues with the minutes as written, Karen and I, hopefully other people, would like to suggest that we postpone voting to approve the minutes until they can be, there's further discussion can take place. That's unusual, but these are unusual times. It's a hard time. Let's all take a breath and get back. And we are really looking to come through this very long meeting feeling so grateful that we're going into our 51st year. So, If any, does anybody have an objection? Any of the reps have an objection to our not doing minutes at this moment? All right, then let us move on to item number one. Far East might vote for a new rep. I understand that's in a whole matter.
So you need participation.
Pardon?
Hello.
Hi, Far East.
That's as far as.
We forgot to give participation on this.
Sorry. I thought that was going to do the attendance. I have a little list, otherwise I can't remember.
That's all right. Have a good day.
Thank you for. And please, any issues that you have with facilitation, you may not want to bring them up as part of the evaluation. Please talk to me. This is a process we're evolving. Okay. So, do you need to do more participation numbers?
We'll go around and example.
Okay. So let's start here. Participation.
How many people were in your meeting?
Oh, okay, yes. So there was 8 people plus Flora, 9 people actually. Can we include Flora? She came from me.
No. No, because she doesn't vote in your group.
Okay, so 8 people who can vote.
Okay.
Plus James Rowell's in.
Yeah, people. So how many people were at your meeting plus how many people chimed
in? Okay, so I see the number 12 here.
So
8 + 2 + 1 8 + 2 + 1 8 + 3 I will go with that
11
yes
but we keep it separate.
All right, so Jan, just keep
calling.
Am I assuming that everybody that is not a rep is not is everybody who is a rep is in the circle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Josh?
N.W. Kenny, 11 + 0. I'm sorry, 10 plus 0?
On action and decision.
Right. So then the unit for the Gina.
Yep.
8 plus 4, 12.
Space cadets, 1 plus 13.
And you need on top.
On Far East, it was 9 plus 3.
And then Anthony?
Imagine it was 8 plus 6.
Okay. And then how?
I suppose 5 + 2.
Right. So tell all of us. You're right for the next agenda item.
I have a really small addition.
Yes.
So since we're living over in Far East for a little while, I'm going to renounce my Space Cadets membership and I'm going to be a Far Easter for a temporary amount of time. I just want to let you guys know so I can vote on the agenda as a Far Easter.
Okay, cool. So that's new, because that's in the bylaws that you have to notify town council if you're changing from one group to another. Mm-hmm. So you just notify town council that you're changing to Far East. Okay.
Okay.
And then you're staying.
My turn?
You're staying as the rep in your group.
I'm
staying.
We're house divided.
Yes.
So is it my turn?
Jan, you ready?
Well, we're ready for Far East might vote on new group rep.
Okay, yeah. Your turn.
My turn. Okay, so Far East had a face-to-face group meeting for the first time in a long, long time, and for that we have to thank Jazz. We did vote for Jazz to be our representative while she lives in our group, and we have since been told that's not going to work. I'm not prepared at this moment to even comment on that, but I do want to thank Jazz for getting us together as a group and getting our notes together. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Fox.
Cool. Anything else on that item?
Anything else? You're just here for this one meeting and you're not committing to... Because it was a vote for Jazz.
I'm temporarily for Far East tonight. I hope we'll have good temporaries for October and November. And I hope that come January, we'll get more settled in how we're going forward.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Ready for number two?
Correction. So the Wild West, 9 plus 3 and 12.
Wild West is 9 plus 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
All right. Number two, steps remaining to establish our investment fund in Schwab. These steps still need to be taken. Number one is TC approval of Lucia as temporary Schwab authorized rep. Is that something we have to do at this time?
Well, things have changed.
Oh, okay.
Could I speak
for
a minute?
Okay, please.
I was on the phone with Schwab for an hour today because this morning I tried to move money and I am unable to, even though that's what I've done for over a decade. But when it moved over, it has Tom McCluskey being the only person that can trade money. I mean, trade or move money. So I went through multiple people, but in the end, they said it would take some paperwork. Now, I know we're going to have paperwork anyway to move from me to Brittany, but in the meantime, we can't move money. And we have about 20 some hundred, 2,600, 700 in our investment checking account, and just the band's going to cost $2,000. So I called Tom McCluskey, since he is the name they have. He was actually had this responsibility before me over a decade ago. So he knows someone at Schwab, and he's going to call tomorrow and try to get them to approve him actually being able to transfer money. And if not, we're going to have to quickly send something to Schwab that we actually approve tonight and hope things we can get some money in our account.
So we don't have to do anything about Tom because he's already there. You don't have to approve
exactly.
him anything. So that's good.
We actually want him off and he wants off.
Yeah.
So
question. So
there's steps here. Yes.
So question. So town council is going to need to okay Tom temporarily as the person. He's already on that paper.
I know he's already on that. That's not necessary.
If you're going to need to move money,
it's blocked. The account is blocked. Because when I first worked with Schwab.
All right, let me back up. We need to approve you doing the paperwork for this, correct?
No, all of the town council reps, Judith, have gotten what we have.
What's our next step?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm asking.
So I saw here, written here, is that TC, the steps we still need is TC approval of Lucia as temporary Schwab authorized rep. What she's saying is they won't accept her, but can we do that in the hopes that Tom will
fix it?
Is that an acceptable process here? So
okay, if Tom is already okayed on the account to move the money.
We want to be set up so that if tomorrow he finds out that she can make this change, the TC has agreed to it.
Okay, but if he can't, can Tom go ahead and do the moving money for you?
The things that we need to do are all outlined here.
It would seem as if he can do it in any case. So let us take a vote then on.
We don't want him to, but he can.
Pardon?
We don't want him to, but he can.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. He doesn't.
And he doesn't.
But he can't.
All right.
So I'm
asking now for individual reps. Is this right? Mm-hmm. To approve Lucia as temporary Schwab authorized rep, understanding that it's going to require Tom making the connection. Yes.
Okay.
So I've been seeing yes from
Fox is a yes.
What?
Fox is a yes.
So we're okay.
Good.
Got all that?
Definitely.
Keep your hands so she says.
I got it.
Okay. Number two, removal of Tom McCluskey. Better not be that. Mo Malvern, though. Billy McCluskey and Sarah Rickliff. Can we remove Mo? Billy McCluskey and Sarah Rickliff. Do we need further discussion on that? Can we do it? Okay. Do you agree? Agree? Okay, we got that. Hooray! Submission of account update to Schwab with signatures of officers. Somebody has got that on their to-do list.
That was a concern of ours, is just making sure that we have all the rules and everything signed up as we move forward to make sure that all of that stuff is clear.
So there's nothing further that needs to be done about that?
Brittany will is going to take care of it.
All right, just being sure. Submission of CLI MLC merger papers, cover letter with minutes from August meeting, authorizing change, and the agents, authorized agent signature, ATVA, Ameritrade, now Schwab account. Well, we should have written in with Cassie. Is that anything we need to do anything about? Somebody's got that, that they're doing that?
Linda sent it to Mo, and Mo sent it to me, and I have the paperwork. So I'll give it to Brittany.
So this item is done? This agenda item is taken care of? Yes.
I still have a question.
Okay.
What's our plan B if Tom can't work it out and Lucia can't move the money in time for us to get the $2,000 whatever out? Are we going to okay Tom to do it?
Do we vote to approve Lucia as authorized rep with the understanding that Tom McCluskey will blah, 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 blah.
All right, as long as that is in the minutes.
In the minute. She's got it.
All right, good.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. So,
was that
it's in the minutes, but the minutes weren't approved. Is that
no,
right?
No,
that
next month.
Which will be approved because we're going to do some. Here we go. Three. Town Council will discuss and decide kinds of situations that will warrant the coordinator to decide to call for TC special meeting. So I guess we're going to go around for first for reps. We'll start here. Next time.
We said endangered life and property, including financial. That's the emergency situation. And we should be notified properly. We've got enough time.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Okay. Josh?
NWK said hurricane, which falls into that total emergency category thing. And I think maybe discussion of minutes might be a thing. I don't know.
I think so.
But yeah, that's what I got.
Is that it?
Could be a special meeting. Call a special meeting to discuss the minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay. I think that was humor. Hopefully. Tina?
Shovel group's discussion was town council needs to be able to respond nimbly to time-limited requests that may arise between scheduled monthly meetings, for example, reserving the community center for funerals or memorials that may be attended by more than 100 persons.
Okay, Scott?
Great, the Space Cadets believe the language about what constitutes an emergency is too specific, so we should at least have a final clause that's included giving the coordinator authority to call an emergency meeting if in his or her judgment an emergency exists. I also just personally wanted to make sure that we specify, that we're talking about a TC emergency special meeting as opposed to, we could have other kinds of special meetings.
Okay. So, coming over to the box.
Yeah.
Let's see, yes. Far East had a lot of discussion, and we had longer versions and shorter versions, but I think the one that kind of sums it up is our feedback for the emergency. If it's a direct danger to a person or asset, or if there's impending legal circumstance that would happen without any action. We said a lot more, but that basically it.
Okay, thank you.
Are you ready for the next?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from our group, I kind of get the opinion that like a specification or a specifying exactly what the moment is that's going to have us need to step up and do this is kind of getting in the way of the processes that we already have. We already kind of have these processes and bylaws in there that say that all meetings must be notified according to the bylaws within a reasonable amount of time. What will the process, and so with that, they must be notified, and then once the community's been notified, then the town council must be notified. We must all agree that we're going to have this special session. There's going to be timely matters that we just can't imagine. And so with that process, then town council themselves has to agree that we're going to do that. At that point, once we've notified the community and town council has agreed, it could happen online, it could happen in person, it really doesn't matter as long as we agree at that point that we are going to move forward with this and it's been notified to the community. And then notified according to our decision.
Okay. We wanted to take out the severe out of the potential occurrence of legal or financial penalties if immediate action is not taken. So we would just say, another one we wanted to add, if we're going to take this tack rather than what Anthony suggested, is an employee who have or issue that is serious. And this has happened in the past, so. And our responsibility as HR, we would need to meet. And then they added a caveat, sort of like equally spaced, that any other issue the coordinator deems necessary for council to have approval. And they said, for example, a proposal that will proposal requiring town council approval that will substantially affect a co-op sponsored event that will occur before the next town council meeting. But I kind of like what Anthony said. But that's not what my group said.
Okay. So does this open up now to the floor?
I think so, but you're watching your timing too.
Pardon? Yes, I am.
Now I'll be real quick. I think Anthony's comment that town council needs to approve the meeting, that the coordinator needs to call it, but town council needs to okay it, is a really good one. And the addition of events and HR things probably needs to be added in. I agree with that one.
I see Jasmine and then Rose.
Okay, I just wanted to say, I wanted to clarify that we're discussing what situations we can call an emergency or urgent special meetings, not the situations by which we can call any special meeting, because they're
yes.
a distinct type of meeting.
Just
yeah. yeah, where the board of directors are called to meet for a specific purpose, and generally it's like for an issue that isn't covered at town council.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between a special meeting and an emergency meeting?
Well, in this case, special meeting is just a very broad term that covers any kind of meeting that we have outside of town council when we need to address something. So it could be something urgent. If there's a hurricane coming, then we meet outside of town council.
Emergency.
Yeah, we're only talking about town council. Other organizations that meet are...
I'm talking about a special meeting with an HOA. I'm just saying that there are other kinds of special meetings. Not, and so these aren't the only criteria.
It's the language thing. Yeah, okay.
Are
we good? Rose.
Well, two emergencies that we have connected to the community center is once we have a wedding coming in and the well cracked out, and the way it got handled was criticized by some people, so it'd be good to have, you know, that process in place. Another time there was a wedding here and the septic system failed. And so we had to make an instant decision, we being community center committee, to get that dealt with and spend a lot of money. And we went through Karen, of course, but, you know. So our facility is, and that one phrase you had about if it affects, you know, our community center being rented, mm-hmm. that we'd be able to quickly get that taken care of.
Okay. Tina, we're at almost 10 minutes. Go ahead.
I don't really have anything to say. I'm just walking around.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It was Aaron.
I guess I had a question for a clarification about the difference and the why there needed to be two separate types of meetings. At our group, we had the benefit of, you know, the history, and we kind of recounted all the different times that we had called meetings between scheduled meetings. And they were very broad. So I guess I was just asking for clarification about the need for two separate types.
Somebody have a response to that?
I have a response. We had something this past year in which there was an email that went around okaying something to be done. And then when we got to the regular town council meeting, it was pointed out that legally we cannot make decisions as a board without having a meeting that's properly announced. And that would have come under the heading of an emergency meeting.
Or a special meeting, right?
Or, well, special emergency, whatever you call it.
Well, I guess that's why I'm wondering why there's a new category.
What's the new category?
emergency instead of special.
Well, what? I'm unaware we have special meetings.
Well, I guess we just didn't have a. Oh, sorry.
Well, given that we're that there's this issue, is this something that a smaller group can fine tune and come back with, or do we want to keep on this topic?
I feel like we already have the system in place. Like, we don't need to specify the individual moments that are going to happen. There's no way we could ever guess what's going to happen in the future. We have a process. We can't have this meeting unless we announce it to the community. We announce it to the community. We ask the town council, do we want to move forward with this? We either move forward or we don't. Then it's like, it's a moot point at that point, whether it's emergency that's tomorrow or 3 days from now. Like, this is the process.
With the fiasco that happened this summer, instead of email, we should have done a Zoom meeting.
Right.
That would have taken care
of it.
And so we need to facilitate that.
Okay. Had a comment. Mo had a comment.
I
just wanted to say, I think it's confusing to say it. Any meeting that's not scheduled is a special meeting, whether it's emergency or not.
Okay.
Any meeting that has not been scheduled,
yeah. People just tell that as resolving this issue. We're over time. Do people have things that they feel are?
I just want to summarize.
That's okay.
So it sounds like we are in agreement that there's these great emergency reasons, but we also want to make sure the coordinator has the right to, you know, the discretion to call a special meeting when needed.
Not the coordinator. I would say the community.
Town council.
Town council and the community, not the coordinator.
Then they're making a decision
every email. Well, but it's not up to the coordinator to individually decide on each individual basis as to what we just talk about. It's up to the town council to decide what we talk about.
That's true.
And so you just facilitate that discussion.
Right. So how is the question going to come when the meeting is called?
We need to be recognized. Sorry, because otherwise this gets a little too wide. Because we have a lot of stuff going on about this, are we really prepared to finish this up in a couple of minutes and stay on task, or shall we come back to this? We're coming back to this is what I'm sensing. All right.
And when we come back, can we propose and have the groups talk about do some research? If we already have it, we don't have to propose or define anything. So we already have it in our bylaws.
People that have opinions on this, can they get them to you to try to figure out how to massage this into something that we can work with? All right, then, let's move on. Sorry, so I'm not that timely a person, but you sure make me that way. Okay.
Thank you.
Town Council will approve the coordinator's job description for the term beginning January 1st, 2024. I don't know if you need me to read the small print, but let's hear from, we'll start with Josh this time.
Okay.
Talking now to Tina.
Our discussion noted the coordinator job description itself needs to change the wording community area manager to community association manager. And I think you've already got that. Mm-hmm. And one person suggested that perhaps the coordinator also needs to obtain or have obtained an NVC training.
Okay. Scott?
So the Space Cadets approved the coordinator job. We approved by majority. Two members did mention that they want to include time for a new coordinator to be trained. And then one member said that they want to vote no unless there's a provision for an interim tenure to give a newly elected coordinator time to get the HOA certification.
Okay. The Fox?
Fox.
Yes. Far East noted that they're right in the description. It says it's a proposal under new business. And we felt that once that's all settled, the job description will probably have to be revised. We understand that this is a timing issue where we need to publish the current job description and go forward, and we approve unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, are you ready for Anthony?
Yes.
So we have a couple of suggestions for things that should be changed or added. We would like to replace the wording leads the elections committee, because that's not a role of the coordinator. Just attends and supports the election committee, because that's a separate role completely. And then also add that we would like the coordinator to have knowledge of the governing documents. There was also some other suggestions, which I kind of entertained. I probably wouldn't have before, but maybe the idea of, like, this is a moment to see what we can do without a coordinator. Like, we have all these roles that support these moments and these motions and everything that we're doing. Do we necessarily need this, like, paid position? I don't know. That's all I can say. I feel like we're kind of on the fence about it. You know, we don't think it's great. We would love it if as we moved forward and we had these governing documents and we had these changes to our governing documents and all these things that we kind of come across, especially as town council members, maybe we had like a little, there was a suggestion that it was blue, but that we had a binder that just had all that stuff in it, that we could, like, we could add our stuff in, we would have it, so we're all sitting here with our documents and the stuff that we need for these moments, and so we feel like that would be a good
thing. I would volunteer to do that.
And then there was also a suggestion that it was at least a 12-point minimum for people that can read it.
Yes, sir. But I always want to put it on one page.
Yeah,
maybe not for that.
All right, is that, do you have what he's...
I'm going to run it okay. Now, I think.
Okay.
Okay, we had, like, you know, there, it starts with NLC coordinator job description 24-25. And then there's, like, four pages.
No, not that one. This is a
one-page
job
description. I'm sorry, three pages. Well, I'm just saying that we got tons of comments from people on the last two pages, but because they were confused about where it would stop.
We're not doing that agenda item. We're doing just the one page job description that was in the June agenda. That was a separate agenda item from Josh's proposal.
Which, as I understand it, is to promote the job.
Yeah,
as
it's just to promote the details. So you're going to get into that, right?
So I think that I've kind of still got a turn as well. I mean, I feel like, you know, maybe that should have been in the next thing as well, or if we're just talking about stuff.
You had enough changes.
I was poignant.
Okay. So, for the purposes of a job description is what I'm understanding.
Right.
That would be a couple of things that were adjusted there that came around.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I kind of disagree about the election committee because when I first started as coordinator, I just let the elections committee happen. I figured out my job was to support it, and nobody sent an email. I'm like, hey guys, we're supposed to have an election, and then I had to, oh yeah, you're supposed to make a ballot. I'm like, oh. I had to call a meeting, I had to schedule it, I had to get us all there. So I just agreed. I think I do have the board and does that. I'll leave it up to make sure it happens.
Comments on this as to whether this should be an item you're asking for?
Oh, no, I'm just saying I'm fine with them being a no vote because I'm not going to change the leads because that needs to be in the job description.
I would say those are different things. I would say making sure that it happens and then being there and intending and making sure that it goes well are different.
How about just has some role in elections?
If I can figure out how to word it, I will support it.
It's more or less just making sure that it happens.
To make sure you have the new leader.
Okay.
You know, anyway, okay. Did we hear from Jinko?
We're over our time now. Go ahead.
Among their comments were what Anthony said, that was there was no need for the coordinator to lead the elections committee, and also that they thought somewhere in there it should reflect that part of the responsibilities would be put volunteers to delegate tasks. And the last thing was they also agreed, somebody said, that there should be a 6-month probation period while the coordinator takes the CAM, and then the person should be approved. That there's sort of interim capacity for 6 months, make sure they take the CAM, and then there should be an annual review of the
You guys are a no then, too, not a yes.
And you, well, that's not in the job description.
Well, yeah, but the law is clear that you have to take the CAM before you start the job.
It
is very clear.
I was illegal for 5 years. Number 2, eliminate facilitate. And then number 10, instead of promote neighbor-to-neighbor dialogue, it should be encourage neighbors to work out issues between one another. Refers to group rep or conflict resolution team.
Right.
So you had changes.
Does this...
I'm counting the I've got heights as a no, Wild West as a no, and imagine as a no because those are significant changes. Mm-hmm. And then I've got missing. Shuttle's a yes, Space Cadets is a yes, Far East is a yes. Heights, Wild West.
Are you saying that you think some people are suggesting there needs to be more work, or can you?
Right, and so right now this is the second time through. It needs to get to the alternate current so it can get posted. So I just want to find out how many groups are okay with it as is, because if we have a majority of groups in favor as is, then we would just post it as
rather than adding these couple of things.
Rather than necessarily having to make these new changes. All right, so MWK is a yes.
Okay.
So that gives us the move. So that gives us a majority votes yes, as is. I can still try to maybe incorporate the changes if I can, I'm willing to try. But I don't, but then I feel like I have to go through again. Anyway, send me your changes by email and I will look at them and try to incorporate them if I can.
Are we good with this?
Yes, so now we're good with this.
Okay. Not too far over there. 10 minutes now for Town Council to decide the topic for the annual general membership meeting. Karen has a suggestion of how to proceed with so many items.
Right. So what I need is when it comes to your group, I need you to give me your first choice, your group. First choice, second choice, and third choice, and then I'll rank choice vote, and I'll figure it out, and I'll let you know how it comes out in about 5 or 10 minutes.
So we're saying we're not going to have a discussion of these items.
I mean, if they have, it's a town council decision what the meeting topic is, but I can at least start with what groups voted for.
Okay. And we only have 10 minutes, so keep that in mind. So I'm starting with Tina.
Our first choice is the future of MLC, which is letter D. Our second choice is letter A presentation by Brian Carroll, the volunteer fire rescue chief. And we were content with that because we felt like that could be a separate scheduled item and it would be well attended. Third choice was MLC governance, looking more closely at our documents. And we put that third because we felt like it fit in with the future of MLC. But we can't discuss going without better anyway.
Okay, Scott?
Our first choice was the fire safety presentation. Second choice was the future of MLC. And third is aging in place.
Box.
I'm kind of making a call here. Everybody voted individually. But when I look at it all, I found that whether it was 1, 2, or 3, we had most votes for the future of MLC, so that's number one. Second most was for the fire chief presentation, and third was MLC governance.
You ready for
answer? So, I mean, if we're doing ranked choice voting, we can't just vote the same one on all three. I mean, because that's where we are. I mean, we just kind of feel like the only real topic in that group, that we want to have at the anniversary that's not going to be contentious, that can just be something that we can come together as a community and have a discussion about that will benefit all of us, is just A. and it has to do with the fire safety.
Fire safety. You guys are fire safety, fire safety, fire safety.
Fire safety, fire safety. Fire safety.
I can do that.
So we have a total vote on that.
Yeah.
On all three.
Yeah, you got 5 votes for fire safety. You're good.
Well, 11.
We had almost exactly the same comments that Tina did. Shuttle, we actually thought that the future of MLC and MLC governance should totally go together, and that one can add in there, how are we going to mentor the young people who are coming up, taking leadership positions, and right now are getting very little support or training. And the second was got the same, that it would be Brian Carroll, but we thought that this is not, well, he's not going to answer the questions that we think he's going to answer. And because he doesn't want to take a position about our clearing. Some of the issues we have, he doesn't want to take a position on that. So, and we thought the same thing, that we could have that presentation another time and it would attract a lot of people. So basically, we were for the future of MLC combined with, you know, governance, because like she said, we can't discuss one without the other.
Okay, so your first vote, future of MLC, your second vote, fire safety, did you have a third vote?
MLC combined with governance, and the second choice was Brian Carroll.
But see, I understand that you're saying MLC combined with governance, but I can't write that as a vote. You have a one choice with two choices in the future, because like I've got other groups who said future of MLC, not combining MLC. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, then I will say MLC governance number one.
Okay.
And the Brian Carroll number two.
All right, and future MLC number three.
Although this is, I really can't say that. That's not what our group said.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we'll just say, okay, that's fine. We'll just, you know, one and two votes. And we'll do three, fine. Okay.
Well, you could have done the two that you were trying to combine with one and two, and then Brian is three.
Okay. Okay, I could do that. You want me to do that? Okay, so MLC government number one, youth number two, or future of MLC number two?
Two, future of MLC.
Okay, MLC government one, future of MLC two, fire safety three.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Number one is A. Number two is D.
No, I don't get letters. You got to tell me in words.
You want me to say?
Yeah.
A is a volunteer fire and rescue chief. Number two is the future of MLC, that's D. And then three is C, the community center, renting out the community center.
Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Ready for Josh?
Yeah.
I already went, but could I make a comment?
If you have to.
Before we spent a lot of time talking about discussing renting out the community center, and finding ways to fund that ourselves so that we don't support or we don't promote renting. I just
throwing it out, but speak that for the minute.
You know, putting that in my 1, 2, 3,
okay.
Karen.
That's kind of like your number four.
Okay.
So you don't get a vote for it, but it hits in a minute. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back to Josh.
Okay. NWK number one is fire rescue chief. Number two is aging in place, aging in community. And number three is the future of MLC.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Took us all the way around.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. So give me a few minutes. I'm sorry, but you guys can go on to the next agenda.
We don't need, people on the floor don't have a...
Oh, anyone wants to make comments while I ask? Sure.
Okay. People on the floor have comments. I don't see any over here. I don't see any over there. Hooray, we actually picked up some minutes. Sorry. Okay, so let's move on then to number six. 5 minutes for should contact info potential new MLC members who seek overnight accommodations in order to visit be sent through MLC Web Service. So let's see. We're starting with Scott.
We are all in favor. Space cadets.
Fox?
Yes, Far East is in favor. The comments were that we might actually benefit from sending each request through the listserv because we would have information regarding who the requesters are. Long way of saying yes.
Okay. Anthony?
Yeah, we voted that it is possible for CC reps to have this email list that their members could come to them and request. There was also kind of a suggestion that, you know, possibly we have this list out for all members to take advantage of all times and people's properties that they have maybe in Hawaii or Michigan or Maine, and so we could have maybe like our own little Airbnb for all of our own needs as well as people that we want to recruit to our community, because there's nothing better than you know, the power of all of us to have these places and things to make it all better. Yeah. We all want to take vacation.
I'm still looking for outside comments, I think, at this point. I'm on that side.
We're also in favor. My Discord project would also favor collecting more for everybody. So.
Shovel, yes.
Right, so I know she's multitasking.
Okay.
I'm
multitasking. I'm not going to do that.
So you started your multitasking. I didn't even unitask.
I did hear from Fox about the
Okay, so
about the mailing, this is the email, right?
So we hear
every night accommodations. Yeah, everybody said yes. That's what I got.
Okay, so we can move on to 7.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear the general membership topic?
Okay.
So because of the ranked choice voting system. And because of Imagineer's extremely enthusiastic vote for fire safety, that is going to be our topic according to the vote. So I guess we need to formally approve that.
We're only having one topic?
We always only have one topic. We just did Article 5 for 2 years in a row as our one topic.
There was some discussion. This is me stepping out. If I give myself, I'm not even sure I want to do that, talk my own.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When we talked in our group, we said, maybe it could be a more expanded thing of the ways in which we as a community can deal with emergencies. There's lots of other things that can come up. It doesn't just, you know, if more time was available.
I think that's fine.
I shouldn't have brought that up there because I'm trying to keep the time.
I'll be real quick. I mean, we've been doing the open mic for general membership meetings, which has been very successful. So I think if we had fire safety and Brian give a presentation and then we did an open mic about fire safety in general and listen to everybody's concerns, I mean, I think we could still accommodate emergencies. You know, we could expand the topic fluidly without anybody.
We've left over time without
Yeah, exactly.
So you'll move on with that.
Yeah, we can move on.
Actually manifest that, and we're going to go on to number 7, should we permanently rename MLC's 4th of July celebration Independence Day, and we start with Fox.
Fox?
I heard my name.
Yeah.
Yes. Far East, the majority are in favor, although we had two members that said, we don't really want to change it. But majority is yes.
Okay. Anthony?
So we like the idea of the change, but we just want to leave it in. I mean, it's still the 4th of July. So it should be the 4th of July Interdependence Day. And so it's like, it's kind of a weird long name or whatever, but it's still the 4th of July. That's what we're kind of connection to, that date and all that. So.
You know,
ditto.
We said the same thing. Why
okay.
can't we have both names? And, I mean, we had like one person said, that's a dumb choice, and everybody laughed and said, it is. So we would like to have all of it in there.
One person said yes in the Wild West, and two people said no, and all the others didn't care.
We were generally in favor, and then we had a couple people that were meh.
Yes. Shuttle,
yeah.
The majority of the space cadets were in favor. One voted against and said that 4th of July is a historical day for America, so we should keep that name, but the majority are in favor.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So,
any comments from the
Hoi Polloi? Yeah, if we don't like it over time, we can change it later.
Okay. Do you have something, Megan?
I have my hearing aid. I still can't hear.
Oh.
I hear, but.
Then we're talking with masks, too. It doesn't make any
sense. Yeah.
Did you have something
it's
you
me.
To say about Independence Day, 4th of July?
Oh, I got that. I actually got that because I was at the other meeting and it was.
Oh.
I'm
might have had a better seat. I don't know.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Can
you just sit in the middle?
Yeah, okay. All right. So are we good on that one?
Yes,
we're going to move on to 8.
Yeah, that was yes by majority with some suggestions.
The caveat is.
Even if I count them as no votes, it still passes. But it's still, so it's still a suggestion to include the 4th of July, not a square.
You might as well.
All right.
So there's enough people.
Onward to 8 is TC will consider whether to adopt a policy regarding mass COVID and the anniversary celebration, and we'll start our comments with Anthony.
So we think that the attendees should be respectful of vulnerable neighbors and use common sense. We request that attendees follow the CDC guidelines. If you're positive and symptomatic, then isolate and quarantine. If you're exposed, mask up to 10 days before exposure and avoid close contact. It's kind of a personal responsibility thing at this time. We can't COVID, forever. We can't do this policy forever. And so it's kind of like the flu. Let's be respectful.
Michelle?
Our group said that they would not require masks, that we're not there yet, because they felt that was really pretty much what the question was. That they should we put something out there that says if you're coming, you can't come in the CC without a mask, and they don't agree with that. They don't think we're there yet.
Okay, it should be left to the individual decisions. Okay.
Individual decision, no policy.
Okay,
Shuttle Group would like to strongly encourage attendees to mask for indoor events. We would like to encourage attendees to be vaccinated before the anniversary. We would like to remind attendees that if they or their family members exhibit symptoms of COVID or have exposure to persons with COVID to follow protocols for at-home testing prior to attending events. Yes.
The majority of space cadets don't want a policy and want to leave it up to the individual, but several members did want MLC to come out with an advisory especially because one member noted that several co-opers have COVID right now, so it would be nice to just have a MLC come out with an advisement, but not a requirement.
Yes, for Far East, we had quite a bit of discussion, and a lot of it was to leave it up to individual discretion. We had one person who says it's still a Florida statute that you cannot require someone to wear a mask. Overall, we recommend encouraging masks, but leaving the choice to wear one up to individual discretion.
So, we're looking for comments from.
I have a comment. I think Anthony's comment about there are recommendations from the CDC and we should be following them. It might not hurt if we put something in the AC about what those are. But for the most part, we aren't in the same situation we were in the beginning. We know how it's transmitted better now. We know that these masks help. We know that it's the older people that really need to worry about this, and they are very likely to be wearing masks. And that will protect them, although the more people to wear masks, the less other people will get it. But we probably need to leave it up to the individual discretion with the note that CDC does have recommendations about vaccinations and not coming in, isolating if you have it.
Other people over on this side, anybody got anything to say? Anybody would obviously
This is to make a note about inclusion, like that inclusion is important, and that maybe during that time of year, can we have open air so people could sit near an open window? Can there be like tables outside so there can be an open window that came up at a meeting? Just in the spirit of inclusion, like how can we get as many people who want to come to the meeting to the meeting?
Yeah. So when it says to discuss or decide, it seems like it's whether to adopt a policy. Are we trying to create a policy? I don't see if there's something to vote on here, actually. No. It seems like.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake when you
created the agenda. Excuse me, Judith, I'm just trying to find out what it is that
we're
doing here. So now, since Rose has brought this up in particular, let us.
Well, I put it on the agenda because I'm involved in lots of, you know, activities for the anniversary, and we want people to feel safe. We want people to come, but we just wanted the sense of the community. We're certainly going to have tables outside and windows open to accommodate, you know, for every event, to accommodate people who feel like they want to be outside. We're hoping still that we'll have speakers in the back too, so that people can hear back there, and when the windows are open, they'd be able to hear on the decks. So just wanted a sense. So I think it sounds like individual discretion, but it would be great to have that. We just go to the CDC website and get that little statement.
It's all there, yeah.
And just, you know, just for information purposes. So nobody, you know, trying to enforce anything or have a policy or anything.
Sounds like we're pretty clear what we're doing there, yes?
Yes.
So we could go on and see what we think about Halloween. We'll be here soon. And I think we'll start with Lucia.
Let's see. Well, there was a whole lot to this. And so people said, number one, we thought the members who have young children should take the lead in planning Halloween. And that's kind of what's been happening. We said that, about this, the part about the chili cook-off, sorry, Rose. People said about the coleslaw, that some people need to eat raw food, that should absolutely be kept. One person volunteered to make cookies, that was another question. Let's see, the other thing was, they summed it up to say, why should we change something that people have enjoyed for years?
Okay, so come to
what I can see is, and I remember, it's no contest, a chili contest.
No chili contest.
That's it. Okay, Josh.
I just gave my best sales pitch possible for getting volunteered help, and the pumpkin carving is awesome. So hopefully the show, but no other insights or anything on how to make chili better or whatever.
So our group endorses Rose's suggestions for making the chili cook-off more manageable by focusing on the efficiency of providing dinner for the many Halloween participants rather than the chili tasting competition.
So the Space Cadets, our only feedback was really that we want to have a traditional Halloween with a chili cook-off dinner.
Fox?
Maurice said that Fox plans to do her cauldron if at all possible.
We expect it.
Always makes cookies. Angie volunteers to help with Halloween. Jazz volunteers to help with the spooky lot. And Maurice members like the idea of holding the chili competition before Halloween and then doing the best veggie and meat choices at Halloween. And we agree with Rose's information on that.
We're certainly in favor of all of it, but most of us, we just have a list of people that want to volunteer. So it's Aaron and Ann will help with the organizing. Barbara Hengstebeck wants to help with decorating the trail. Ed has volunteered to blow the path off, as he always does. Linda, will help with handing out candy. She's great at. And then Lisa Jackson wants to coordinate the witch dance and the after costume parade. And then any of you witches that want to join in, please do so and contact her to do so. Oh, and then there's also Can we hold a planning event on October 1st at 5 p.m.?
CC before pizza potluck.
So we're already here. Yeah. So let's get together and talk about Halloween and then have a good meal. October 1st.
And Agnes wants you to know she's not doing the spooky eyes this year because she won't be here.
Okay. Who should?
That was it.
I thought you were tailgating. The chili, because
still do it.
The chili or the cook off?
It's a nightmare. And I've cleaned this up now for a couple of years, and I go home dragging my ass every time because it is, I mean, it's just crazy. The setup is crazy, and people standing in line reading all those little signs. So, it sounded like one group wanted to keep it that way, and the other was fine with doing chili cook-off earlier, and then just serving the two best, making big pots for that day.
Yep.
Is
somebody behind
me?
So I'm
going to
take
a seat. I think that that there's kind of a compromise position on this. I agree with Rose. It's a pain dance if you try to pull off the chili contest. And I think that another way to do it would be to get 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 of the past winners, you know who they are, get them together and come up with three recipes, not including Paul and Joanne's squirrel chili. That's off the table. Other than that, I think that we can come up with three nice ones, and we could even if people really wanted to have a contest. We can have contests like a week in advance and pick three winners just doing small polls and if we wanted to. But I just doing the day of it's a freaking nightmare. And it's fun and I like my large collection of golden ladles. I'm very, very proud of them, but I think we can do something better.
Okay. Yeah.
I just think that this year of all years would be a great year to do it light, because if you think about the 2 weeks before, that would be the anniversary. So we'll be spending 2 weekends back to back doing the anniversary, with 1 weekend off, and then we're back in doing this. So we only have, the volunteer effort that is involved in doing chili and cleanup and the trail and spooky stuff and all that, I think it's a good idea to make it lighter. I like Davey's idea of it simple. All the cleaners go trick or
treating. Okay, save Rose, just keep it simple.
There were three strong votes for your suggestions for endorsing. So, and then Indy McKay was like neutral. And then there were two groups that I heard, one to keep the traditional chili cook-off. So normally we would like put it on the agenda again next month, but so plus the Halloween is not time. So I would propose that the board make a decision. And we'll just go with the board level decision.
Well, it also sounds to me like there aren't any volunteers to do the chili cook-off, so.
Are there other people?
I think we made the decision.
Seems like we're good.
Yeah,
everybody's happy.
So we're
going
to go
anyway.
TC decides to go take your decision.
This year.
Yeah. Okay. So our next one. TC rental requires a private events with more than 100 people in attendance.
Yay!
Approval in advance. So, I guess we start with Junko.
Yes.
Yes. Josh.
Shovel, yes.
Yeah.
Cadets, yes.
Fox.
Wedding.
Brady says yes with joy.
Okay, yes with joy. Anthony.
Hell yes.
Okay, which is yes. Okay, do we need any further discussion on this? No, we don't need any further discussion. How marvelous. 11. I'm not 11, but I'm not. Okay, 11. Thanksgiving is November 23rd, calling for volunteers, namely to lead the host celebration in the community center, either on Thanksgiving Day or nearby day. Discuss, and this time, so you started with Drupal that time, so Josh.
We don't have any strong insights on this one.
Shuttle chooses to have the community meal on Thanksgiving Day, and Rose is a volunteer.
Okay,
Scott. The only feedback was that Julia wanted to volunteer to help.
Fox?
No Far East volunteers for Thanksgiving.
Anthony?
So our only real feedback, I mean, we're in support, but our only real feedback is that town council meeting would be scheduled for that same day. So we need to figure out.
No, town council will be different. We don't ever do town council.
Sure. So we're just saying that if it was to fall on its natural day, that would be the day. We just need to make sure that we announce that there's going to be
it'll be
the
week after or the week before.
Lucia?
We had no volunteers because probably 3 out of the 6 people aren't going to be there in town. They won't be in town. But we did want you to know that Paul is committed to buying a turkey and a fish, actually, a turkey and a fish. So whoever's planning how Thanksgiving should know that.
There's no insight, no volunteers. No volunteers, okay. Looking for anybody on the side. I'm starting over here just to see if I can see anybody. Okay, on this side. Thank you, Judith.
Just that Thanksgiving usually people don't decide until a couple of days before, and they just sort of show up and have Thanksgiving and then clean up, and that's it. So I don't know. We need a lot of organization on that.
Anybody else have any other comments? That was just a discussion, so we're finished with that discussion. Reports, I'm going to just do a tap around to see if you have any opinions, anything you need to say. I guess if we might have started with Drinko last time. We'll start here. Any thoughts about the anniversary planning group?
No thoughts.
Pina?
No.
Kim and Chip wanted to volunteer. Kim and Chip Boyd.
Oh, I can't. Excuse me, just got up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And that's all.
Fox?
This is for the committee report?
An anniversary planning group. Any thoughts that we need to accomplish?
Not for the anniversary planning group.
Okay. Anthony?
I'm not sure if this is the time or not, but there's been people in our group that have volunteered to take on a couple of the tables. We have Ann and Aaron willing to take on 2 tables for the cup.
Okay. Lucia?
No. We were the ones begging. I mean, we were begging, but we have gotten a lot of people who have volunteered since this was put on the agenda, so I think we're good.
All right.
I have a question. Do you have any spots that need?
Could you recognize? I'm sorry. That's so sorry. I hate to do it, but
you're right.
I'm just
done.
Okay.
Yeah. We're done. I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing for this.
Okay. So that's. Let's see. That started with. I guess we're starting up. Are there any other comments about anniversary planning group? I may have lost my place here a little bit.
Was wondering if Lucia knew of any places she still needed people that needed to get advertised.
The one thing that we're hurting on, we have some, but we need more, is on the dance night when Revival is playing here, we need snacks, hors d'oeuvres, finger food, whatever. We just have a few people that are bringing them.
Can we put something out on?
Sure.
Okay. The listener, yeah.
All right, so looking at the CC committee report, any thoughts on Pina?
No, just ignore me tonight. I'm so out of it.
Our group just wanted to say the CC committee is doing a great job. Thank you.
Fox?
On the CC committee, absolutely appreciate the working group. I had a concern and have talked with others about moving the Healthy Forest Committee out of the CNRs, and I understand that is the direction that the working group is moving in, so I'm very much looking forward to the survey that will be upcoming.
Oh, that's
We had a lot of discussion. People said that all committees should report to town council. Felt very strongly about that. That was it for CC.
Anthony?
So we just kind of discussed, and I think this has to do with the budget more so, but it's all the CC committee report. We just kind of discussed the idea that we're going to be bringing in this extra $2,500 through this wedding that we're going to advertise and hopefully get. And so, I mean, we're not necessarily advertising, we're just trying to recruit people.
We're seeking out,
and so whatever. We just, you know, maybe there needs to be a discussion of, around this $2,500 that we've kind of put into our balance sheet.
Okay.
So we're talking now about
just any feedback that you all have from the CC committee report?
No.
Okay, good.
You don't have any.
You started with Tina on that one. Is there anything from the people over on this side? First, Judith, Tan, and I saw you. Yes.
Yeah, there was some question about money being added as income based on advertising.
That's
that. And the community center committee itself recognizes that people are not wanting a lot of events. And people don't want this used as a business thing to raise a lot of money. And so expecting to increase advertising and increase usage of the community center by people outside the community center is not real popular. So there is a question on that, you know, expected income from, you know, from new events.
Jazz and then Lucia.
Oh, okay. I think this is the right place for this, but I was actually hoping, could we get the minutes from the last FPC meeting? Because we did elect a new chair, Jerry Lindsay, and then also we said no to having a high interest
LCC. This is, are we talking? We're finishing off the CC reports. I think Lucia's next.
I was just going to respond to Judith that I think there are a lot of people in the community who feel like we have discussed the issue of how much to rent and that we've kind of found a balance between the people who want assessments to not go up by thousands and those who, you know, really want the community center to be free all the time. And maybe we'll have to have it again, but there are also at least an equal number of people that want to have events sufficient to bring in the money that we've budgeted. At least.
And what was your understanding of?
Before we have a conversation on this, this was in response to the actual report, not issues about the community center in general. If you have additional issues like that, let's create them as an item for another meeting. Is that good?
Point here before you move on, Jan?
Pardon?
A point before we move on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My comments were for the Article 5 working group, not the CC committee.
Okay.
So
oh, okay.
Hmm.
Have I lost? Yeah, really. I think after about an hour and a half, it just starts getting really foggy. I know, and I apologize. I get foggy at about an hour, so, but we're doing okay.
So we'll
come back and hear your comments again in brief. But let's do the Financial Planning Committee one first, because that's
some of the Healthy Forest Committee. You got that, right?
Okay. So So now we're looking at the Financial Planning Committee report. We're coming back to that specifically, and Scott.
My group. We didn't have any feedback.
No comments on that. Fox, did your group have any comments on financial planning committee
report? There was confusion about why it was provided. It said review, and we had members who felt we were supposed to go back and start talking about these issues all over again. And my estimation was no, it was just a review. So, Lucia, correct me if I was, we were supposed to give you.
You're absolutely right, Fox.
How to change it.
It was really just the fact that there is a disconnect between town council and financial planning that got demonstrated big time at our August meeting, And, you know, we keep putting things in the minutes, but apparently not everybody reads it. And so we put this the charter in there and an update, I guess. I haven't seen that, but just so to remind town council that we do this regularly and, you know, it was not meant to be discussed by groups. So
and I will tell you what we said.
Are we going to get Anthony's feedback from imagining?
We didn't have anything on this one.
Okay, Felicia. It's good. Coming over here to...
Is this the Article 5?
We're talking...
Financial planning.
Felicia, so the review referred to committee review and it's not the community.
Yes, it's just republishing it.
All right.
On the financial planning committee, you had asked about the report. Sherry Lindsay did send out an email apologizing for not having the report and declaring that she is the whatever at the top. And some other stuff was in there. So there is that email, but there isn't a report for that.
Okay, so to clarify for people, myself included, even though we were doing, you had your, as a rep to your group, did you have any other comments?
No.
Okay, I know. Well, she was a little out of, she came out of order because of what, however that happens. So now, we've straightened that up. Now, she had a question about the, Jazz had a question about the minutes, and it seems like you've answered that question about the minutes. Do you have any, do you need more information about that, Jazz?
Well, I guess I just had, I don't know, one comment. I guess I'm just a little bit disappointed that there's not minutes in here because I did volunteer to take the minutes at the last meeting, but then I wasn't allowed to, and somebody else did, so, or somebody else volunteered to, but they're not here. So
yeah, and it's probably not, it's not, I'm not sure, and people, we can refine the facilitator's role in this. I'm thinking that this is actually not about asking about the committee, it's asking about the specific report. This is a good question, and let's try to figure out how to manifest that. Better, always better. Okay, so Fox, you're going to start with Article 5 Working Group. As it happens, you've already spoken on this, right?
So I've already spoken to it. Okay. My comment, try to say it shortly, is that my understanding is the working group is not going forward with the Healthy Forest Committee being written into the CNRs, which I loudly applaud, and I'm looking forward to seeing the survey that they will give to us soon.
Okay. Anthony?
We don't have any group now.
Lisa?
We have some comments. So the question it should include, I think the question is biased. Also, there should be options. Do you wish to eliminate Article 5? And some people expressed that we shouldn't have requirements for permission, except for a courtesy call. And eliminate completely and go by county rules.
Josh?
No insights.
None. For sure.
Okay, Scott?
No comment.
So the tree protectors. Oh, I'm sorry. Looking on this side, comments over on this side. Let's look on to we're looking now at tree protectors, and Anthony's up first. Tree protectors and land management.
Nothing
for Scott.
Scott. Cox.
No comment.
Okay, so any comments over here? No comments over there. That finishes committee and project reports, number 13. 5 minutes for staff reports, starting with coordinator and Lucia. Coordinator report.
Coordinator report?
Well,
I
think
we have no
questions. Okay. No questions? Tina?
No.
Scott? Fox? Anthony? No. Okay. Anybody over on this side? Anybody on that side? Finance clerk, starting with you.
No.
Nothing there, nothing there.
Shuttle,
nothing. Scott. Fox.
Okay.
Okay. Anthony.
We're good on this and the next treasurer.
Pardon?
We're good on this and the
okay,
next
okay,
treasurer.
Okay, okay, well. Don't give
me. This is our finance report, right?
Finance report.
Okay, we are interested in two things that were that the community approved in the plan. One is the planned giving program, and whether that's going to be set up and experimented with and then see how much trouble it is. And the other was the combined report between the assessment and investments. So the community could look at those by line item. How much money went into the community center this month from assessments, how much from investment, rather than the way we do it now where we only see assessments. And then what we have for investment report is all about capital gains, and you know it's a picture in time, but doesn't really tell you what's happening. So.
Okay. Any okay. So that's all the reps. Any comments somewhere on this side?
I should say a snapshot.
Any comments on this side? Now the treasury report is a start with Josh.
There's not one. So.
Pardon?
There wasn't one this month, so there's nothing to comment on.
Oh, there, oh no comments. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
We're ready to go.
Okay, no opinion. And yet we still have things to discuss,
right? Well, there wasn't a previous report, and that way it's so clear. It's a really great picture for us. And can we know why we haven't been getting treasure? Not that you're the treasury report person, but. Can you enlighten us why there hasn't been one for a few months?
I think I'll just have to check with Brittany. Okay. I don't want to speak for.
Okay. 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 We started with Josh on that one, even though he didn't get the same. Oh.
You should have.
I have been working with Brittany for the last year because we've been training for her to take over my role. And what she has said is that she came to town council for a number of meetings in a row and no one ever asked her a question. So she kind of felt like this wasn't wanted. And then we did, in our plan, say we wanted a different report that combined assessments and investment by line item. So I guess she's going to work on that with Cassie and our bookkeeping person, right?
Yeah.
Our bookkeeping service, I should say.
Yeah.
So, I think that's why.
Okay. That good? All right, on to new business. We'll start with Josh, since he didn't really get a go last time, I guess, anyway. Black Lives Matter flag proposal.
NWK is in favor of the Black Lives Matter flag. No comments or problems at all.
The majority of space cadets are in favor of flying the flag and request that we keep the display tasteful, I guess, you know. But the vote was pretty close. Those against were worried about more and more flags being added, want to keep the CC a flag-free zone, and also one member voiced a very strong opinion that the flag should not be hung conditionally or else they wouldn't want them. They want to make sure they're up all the time, even if the, you know, like, always.
Like
due to
rental and stuff.
Exactly.
Fox?
Yeah.
Fox?
Black, white, man? Yes. Before is majority in favor. Two people were opposed. Some of the concerns are turning the community center into a flag-heavy place. But again, the majority were in favor of the Black Lives Matter flag.
Anthony?
We're in favor.
Who said?
We have one person who said that this plays into feelings of separation. And several people said this is superficial. Sure, it's fine, but we're going to turn into a flag. Yeah, like people said. And then we had one person who said that it should always be left up. Forget whether renters want it or not. If we're going to put it up, leave it up. And everybody agreed with that.
Do you agree with a yes?
I'm sorry?
Do you agree with a yes in favor of the proposal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Rod West in favor.
I'm looking at comments on this side. Comments on this side.
The proposal doesn't say anything about renters could take it down. It did say that from the other ones, but I don't. These are very small flags, both of them. And the proposal says it wants the community center committee to decide where to put it. But they don't seem to be able to decide where to put the rainbow flag. One member of that committee wants the whole town council to decide where to put the rainbow flag. I don't care as long as they're both displayed the same.
I think that one person wanted the whole community decide.
I'm seeing a comment over here.
Did you see the location where it's at now? Did y'all check it out?
Where is it?
Is it there?
It's above the door. The rainbow flag is over there.
I didn't notice it. It's a tiny little flag. They're both really small.
It's over the back door.
Thank you. It looks great there.
So this is going to be a vote, right?
Yeah, that just was a vote. It passes unanimously. It passes unanimously.
Thank you. So moving on to the next one. Should we approve the coordinator? Should we approve the coordinator's role in supporting documents which define both the role of the coordinator and the community's responsibilities towards balancing expectations with the realities of the role? And we will be starting with Tina.
Shuttle group's discussion. We appreciate the thought that Josh has put into this document. The intent of the document is excellent, but the document seems too lengthy to be of practical use. We would like to see the document edited to one page focusing on the responsibilities of community members in maintaining realistic, balanced expectations of the coordinator's role. We very much like the brief, efficient rubric for evaluation.
Great. Right. The Space Cadets had a majority of members vote no. One member pointed out their support for the evaluation system and the standards and the clarification that the coordinator is not the leader of the co-op, but a support employee who doesn't supersede or substitute the established governance. However, several were against due to the sections about becoming CAM certified, having knowledge of Statute 720. Has asked the potential to limit, who can choose to be coordinator. They think we should require the new coordinator to start the process of certification.
No, it's too fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so a few were against because they didn't want to require that CAM certification at first. Just once you start, similar to how Karen did it. Just they want to keep it open to anyone.
I'm sorry to tease you about that because I'm the person that's making everybody watch the clock.
I'm just trying to keep the pace.
Still,
thank you.
I apologize. I forgot to give our vote again. It was a no, not in this format.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. So, can we go to Fox?
Okay. So, we agree. It's a very, very long document. We haven't had time to go through it and just are not ready to vote on it yet. We do see it as a place that we should look and see what we think the coordinator should do and what the coordinator should not do out of this document so that we might can help Josh pare it down to what it should be. Although we don't have anything to hand off as our detailed comments at this minute.
Cool. I can't decide. You give me a second.
Oh, by the way, one Far East person says that HOAs are expected to have ongoing discussions with an HOA attorney.
No, you're kidding. What did you say? We are familiar with that comment.
So we approve it. No, I'm sorry. I take it back. I got distracted and I was crazy. I read the wrong one. So we think same as everybody else, it seems like. We would like to like discuss it a little bit more in person and just really kind of work out the details. You know, we're at a point where we like what the effort that's been put in and just a few minor details. Hashed out.
Lisha?
We also embrace Josh for taking this on, and that is a great opportunity to really look at this, what we want to ask our coordinator to do. And we thought there should be a list of things that are mandatory and a list of things advisable to delegate. And to somewhere in here put, you know, encourage that the person is good to work with capable volunteers for the things that are advisable to delegate. Let's see, what else? There's some more very minute, I could just give these to Josh. And yeah, the same thing people said, this is overwhelming work. We need to keep talking about this because I think people in the community are feeling the need to really parse and look at carefully what we ask our coordinator to do. And so we need to take more time.
We appreciate Josh's effort on this document, but we think the document is too long.
Too long. Yeah, we do too.
Surprisingly, my group gave me similar feedback.
So shocking. We had a couple of things we wanted to add.
Excuse me, did you have something? Did you finish your comments?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now I'm ready for comments from this side. I'll start with Anne and then Judith.
I would really like to go to a meeting that discussed your document. I appreciated the Bill of Rights and the supporting role of the coordinator, which, you know, the coordinator's rights are from the community. And I also like the idea of giving feedback on some type of
annual review.
Yeah, way to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you were to call some type of meeting, I would come.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay. Judith?
Yeah, I think the idea of a meeting to discuss this and pare it down. But I thought that West Group had like two or three little suggestions for what to include. But you don't have, I mean, if you don't have it there, it probably should be put in a separate meeting. You know, that can be added to whatever.
Are you talking about the things that I mentioned on the one-page document?
There was some comment about requiring the required course that you're supposed to take, doing maybe an nonviolent communications course, and I thought there was something else.
Yeah, I guess we talked about that, but
yeah,
there's no.
Okay.
Are there other
behind you?
Behind
you.
Thank you. I also want to appreciate Josh's work on the document, and I'd also like to. I have not had time in my life to parse through it yet, but I would. I'm sorry. There's a lot of other things going on right now, but I would like to be part of the meeting and talk about that. And I also wanted to respond. Somebody in the circle said that their group thought that we should give the next coordinator the same sort of latitude about not becoming a CAM right away as you can, Karen. And there are two Florida statutes that cover this. One of them is 720 that's been discussed and other things tonight. Another one, I think, is 436, which is part of the licensing rules for the state of Florida. Basically, if a community association pays a coordinator, then the coordinator has to have a CAM certification. However, if the next person's a volunteer and doesn't take any salary, I don't know, we'd have to talk to an attorney about that. And there is no grace period. Now,
are these specific suggestions to what he's doing? Or
yes. Yeah, there is a response to somebody who said that we should give people a chance to take 90 days or 3 years or whatever to become certified. And then finally, the last thing, and I'll shut up, is that every board member for a HOA board is required within the first 90 days to also take a certification course. And if they don't, they're automatically off the board under Florida statute. So
Or they blew a certificate of that they're familiar with
all the rules, yes.
Which we've been doing, I think. Okay. But the point I wanted to make is, when this is revised, please, Josh, do not include anything that would require MLC to spend money. That needs to be done separately. Like a double her salary if she goes over to half January. You can't just sneak in money things into a description of what the coordinator does.
Okay, if any other comments? So, let's see, where are we?
I have a comment, sorry. But just in terms of like accessibility regarding documents in general, I discussed with somebody and they said that it was difficult for them to see green font as opposed to black font, and then I of course Googled it and looked at some stuff, and I guess title case, if everybody is trying to be accessible to everybody else, sentence case in black and white is the best way to have your message be accessible to the most people, like if they're originally paired or something.
I know exactly what she means.
I think she was on the Discord proposal, right?
We haven't gone to this, but we're not talking about that yet. So, that's why I didn't understand.
Okay.
Now I understand what I've been mentioning. Can you just finish this number here, number two? Are we done with that? So we can go on to number three? Okay, so starting with number three, Scott. First on, should we adopt Discord as the official MLC community resource and announce the Google Group Swamp Folk?
Great. So our group was against. We all voted against. And I had a member that had a lot of comments. He did want me to read his comments. It says, and stop me if I'm going over time, but it says, I appreciate the considerable time and effort Josh has put into researching and presenting his opinion that Discord would be a better place for MLC members to gather and communicate. However, I oppose this proposal because Swamp Folk is not an official function or entity of MLC and not subject to town council. Therefore, MLC and the town council have no authority to archive or delete a private Google group or listserv. If somehow TC can convince the current admins of Swamp Folk to renounce and delete it, there's nothing to stop anyone from starting a new one that anyone can join and continue to use as before. B, other than being more modern, cool, or popular, I don't see that Discord offers greater advantages for communications, and it can carries all the risks of social media, hacking, scamming, etc. Also question who and by what standards the authority of a potential moderator may take over the reins of this service. However, TC also has no authority to prevent anyone from setting up a group on this platform and inviting others to use it for their communications. And finally, town council has no authority to approve or deny the use of any means of communication between members. If the argument can be made that we need better official communication means we are talking about vital issues and concerns in the community, and I don't disagree that we do, a better use of time and effort would be in coming up with ways to bolster our existing system of neighborhood groups, town council, meeting participation engagement, all of which facilitate face-to-face communication, which is always more effective, considerate, and mutually responsive and respectful than sitting solitary at a device and firing off missives and lengthy one-sided essays at a given topic.
So, got that message from the seat at Fox. Do you have anything to add to that? Maybe you have something from your seat. Sorry.
It's a vote.
What?
The feedback on Discord.
Yeah, we're on the Discord. And should we announce Google Group Swamp Book?
We can print it. So, Fox, it's your turn to speak about Discord.
So, are you waiting on me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I could follow Scott. I mean, really. We had a lot of discussion. At least one person says he really, really dislikes the name Discord.
Right. Nobody.
It came down to a lot of us are very skeptical that we would sign up and use it. So people who understand channels and understand that way of communicating, we think it's fine for them to use it as long as it is not official and there is no official co-op business done on either Discord or Swamp Folk. So I think I've heard that thought and thread in other places, even in this meeting. But basically, we have to have full transparency from town council and oppose closed meetings of any sort at any time. So basically, if town council business is on Discord, anyone should be able to view it, and nobody should be locked out of channels. That said, a lot of us won't ever see it on Discord.
Anthony?
Scott said it so well. So we just agree that this just is not a TC agenda item. Like, we agree, like, you put in a lot of good work with Discord, and it's awesome, it seems like a great place, but it's not up to us to just make us move over there. We have Swamp Folks, sure, we have Swamp Folks, we can have Discord also. If people decide to move over there, they can do that on their own accord.
Yeah, people said no, and they really reacted to the word renounce, Swamp Folk. A lot of that was that same feeling. It's like, who are we to renounce Swamp Folk? And they said there was no reason to discontinue Swamp Folk. But we saw that Discord has the potential for categories or categorization of what they're looking for, that would be really helpful for things like looking for plumbing or looking for, like, all that stuff we share about looking for a helper, someone to hire. It probably is more dynamic. But they said, why not add exactly to our own system to make it more possible to have that kind of potential categories. And they had another good question, what would this cost? They said the costs weren't put there, and I didn't think that it cost. I don't know what it cost there. So they said it's the same thing pretty much as others are saying.
We had six no, and that's it.
Josh?
My group really hasn't had time to play around with it, so they're not really for adopting it, although I have some play dates to show people how it works.
Could be useful. Dina?
We recognize that Swamp Folk is not a good platform for in-depth, lengthy, ongoing discussions, and we recognize that Josh is addressing that need with his proposal. We also agree about the not being official because alternate current and coordinator emails are the only thing that's really official around here. And then we meet town council and groups. Many of us don't look to Swamp Folk for in-depth, lengthy, ongoing discussions. We like Swamp Folk because it's comprised of short emails and therefore is rapidly accessible and timely for practical matters. Many of us who use Swamp Folk do not feel it's broken and don't want to renounce it, even if another platform for online, in-depth, lengthy, ongoing discussions is adopted by some portion of the community. Why can't we have both?
Yes.
That's the notion. We don't like the Discord business either. And some sort of training may be needed for interested persons to easily access the platform. A member of our neighborhood group could not access it or get help to do it. The test team that you established could visit neighborhood groups and offer instruction for access for those who want it and demonstrate precisely how this platform could better serve the community. It says a proposal platform for in-depth, lengthy, ongoing discussions has merit, but in light of the quantity of other pressing matters before the community at this time, the anniversary, the budget, the coordinator, voting, upcoming holidays, it might be better to revisit the proposal after the first of the year when, and here I wax poetic, for Rose's sake, as we look towards spring. We will be looking for new ways to grow as a community. So no on Discord at this time, and no on renouncing Swamp Folk.
Okay, so now looking for comments menu over here. Comments menu over here. So you don't need to vote. Okay. So now we're on to number four of new business, proposed 2024 assessment budget. Fox is going to be first person up here. I don't know. I'm not sure how to. I didn't look at this that carefully. I'm sorry to say.
I would say you're just getting feedback because this is probably going to come through again, but do you want a yes or no vote? Like, are they happy with it as is? Do they want changes? That's the main thing. If they want changes, we need to know what the changes are. So take those in.
Okay, Fox, what's it going to be?
Okay, well, maybe a lot of words for what Karen just said. Because we didn't actually suggest any specific changes, but this is where we got into an in-depth conversation about that $2,500 increase in CC income. And Far East was really strong and pretty united in that we would like to find ways to support what the community center needs without going to outside advertising. The Facebook post was mentioned. I understand that's been fully pulled back. But we don't want to rely on outside rentals. So it's hard to put that into the budget discussion, except that we spent quite a bit of time and effort on it. And we would like to see the co-op go toward finding ways to support our community center from inside the community. We did find it interesting that the recommendation in the five-year plan is a 4% increase, and if we understand it, what's been offered is a 1.8% increase. So we wondered how much that assessment increase could be adjusted to put that toward community center maintenance and wonderful glorification, everything we'd like to do at CC. We did have one suggestion that if we wanted to seek to find other ways to fund the CC instead of outside events, we might consider not accepting rentals for 2024 for outside parties until this is resolved. It's the first time you're hearing this, so I'm not expecting everybody to say yes. Our other comment on the budget was in Far East is in favor of funding the $1,000 for land management. We also want to applaud and keep in the funding for the CC Wi-Fi and whatever the appropriate amount, if that's not appropriate, it should be adjusted. We talked about the dedicated projects. I'm not sure if I'm calling them right. And basically, we're open to having a dedicated giving program, although we kind of feel like Rose has been awfully successful in getting money or getting resources to people who need it in the community. So there were questions about why do we need it to be official. We pointed out that this has actually been a goal of FPC and a five-year plan for a while now. I think that covers what we talked about for the budget.
Can you repeat that last thing you said about FPC?
The dedicated giving, whatever the program is, that people can donate money for specific programs. I mean, we're a little skeptical we need it, but we're generally in support of it and wonder if it would be set up as any kind of tax benefit, 501c. That gets complicated. I'm not suggesting that. It just came up in our discussion.
Okay. So, yes. So we would like another pass at this. We do not agree at the cost of living increase because there's members in our group that have not, you know, there's a cost of living increase that has not necessarily been felt by everybody in our group and have not received that increase in their own pay, yet we're increasing their budget. And then so, like, as like a note, since 2017, our assessments have gone from $326 to $460. That's an increase of, you know, $114 over 8 years. I mean, it just seems maybe not in keeping with, you know, inflation and our budgets and things like that.
Lisa?
Okay, so we had a lot of comments here. Most people felt like the 1.8% cost of living was very fair. We did have one person who said that 4%, I mean, we thought it was fair, especially compared to the 4%, which was endorsed in the plan. But one person said, well, 4% is really high if you consider how today's costs are going up on everything. People said they did not support the $1,000 for in the invasives unless there is a plan, a different plan than what we've had. And what they want is that we encourage more participation by volunteers, not just posting a sign, but really looking for volunteers, recruiting them. Also, it was said that they don't feel that Karen's knowledge is getting spread as it should. It's not getting out to other people. They would like to see her teaching others rather than doing all the work herself. Let's see. Oh, one person brought up that the pool has something like this, where they have a flexible fund and they have projects each year. Like this year, they're doing something with they're refinishing one third of the fence. So that's a specific project they're going to do. And they said if, you know, invasive plants or something like that, I'm going to specifically do this, that they would look on it more favorably. Oh, and the people also said they want to see responsible use of herbicides. By that, they mean cutting the stump, treating it, because they feel like otherwise, pardon my language, that we're pissing in the ocean in terms of invasives. That's everything here. Oh, and somebody suggested using Darden 4, which means nothing to me. That's it.
Okay.
Wildwest doesn't have any note, so if Davey or Judith can fill in, you're welcome to, but I don't remember discussing these items because we're getting
the budget?
The number four. Yeah. I think we were just really tired after
we started to tap out a little too right here. We were generally in favor of the budget, but there was no strong insights any other way.
Tina.
Sheldon Group thought this was a fabulous budget. The minimal raise and adjustments of about $8 a year reflects the hard work of the budget committee. We commend the Community Centers Committee, especially Ann Temple, for efforts to generate income for the community through wise management of the community center. Yes.
Great. So Space Cadets were generally in favor. We did have a couple notes. We wanted the land management to continue coming from investment funds and did not want that to be included in assessments. One member also said we don't want to, they said no land management until new Article 5 is approved. So I assume that means no land management funds until that Article 5 is approved. Also, we're in favor of the designated giving program or looking into the designated giving program. And we also had a comment that the internet is currently actually $50 a month. I think it went up to 50. I think the $30 a month was the first year. But anyway, it's 50 now. So I guess we could try and renegotiate it again, see if we could get it back down. But currently, it's 50.
The Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
She gave her budget already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, it is. Okay, so we want comments from this side of the room, Karen, and then Anne.
Yeah, I want to address both what Judith had said and also Fox, your concerns, or your group's concerns about the paying for the CC, like doing less CC rentals. So just to put the numbers on it, the $2,500, $2,500 wedding shaves off $25 per person, basically. So that's what you have to consider. So if you want us to not advertise for just the one wedding, then everybody's assessments are going to go up $25. And then the we had said 4%, that was a guideline, but NWK's assessments did go up by 5%. So if we did the 279 assessments up by 4%, that would be an $18 increase in assessments instead of 8. But that would mean NWKs would then go up by like 10% or something because of the way it works out with the rates. So I just want to point that out. And also, not only if we don't rent outside, not only will our assessments go up, but also the cost for us to come and use our CC will go up. Instead of just being $10 to come in and use it, it might go up to 15 or 20. So just to keep that in mind, that it's got to be paid for somehow. And so, you know, I know in our group we talked about how great it is to give up one weekend a year and we can get a $25 bus assessment for everybody. We thought that was great. But that was our group.
Okay, so Anne?
To clarify, there's been no advertising money or otherwise towards advertising. I did make a personal post because, believe it or not, in the last 2 years since we as a community voted to increase non-member rental fees, there hasn't been a non-member $2,500 wedding. We wanted to keep assessments low for everybody, and we also want to keep the community center mainly rented to us, and so we want to keep those fees extremely low. So as a means to an end, as a strategy, we came up with this idea and asked the community to vote on it in February or March of 2022, and that included, you know, a one-time, hopefully, pie in the sky, $2,500 fee. And so I did make a personal post, and it was brought to my attention that somebody was uncomfortable with it, so I definitely, you know, took it right down. So hopefully we will seek out finding some way to increase our, I don't know what you want to call it, you know, be able to pay for our expenses because we love being together and doing stuff here, so.
I just want to say for the record that that was my, I used the word advertising, and when we had our budget meeting, my understanding of what Ann was wanting to do was exactly that, but in my attempt to be succinct and just like, sum up and pick one word to put in the short little budget. That was my use of the word. So I just want to clarify. So sorry and thank you.
Yeah, it's changed to seeking out non-member wedding rental for one in 2020. Yeah.
So I have a clarifying question. So you're saying that $25,000 is one wedding?
$2,500. And this would be vetted. It would have to be a person that I know. And no strangers are ever going to rent the community center. I meet with them and talk to them for hours and, you know, yeah. So it's somebody that is vetted.
Okay.
We should make sure that gets in the
I'd just like to make a comment about our assessments. I believe that the statute is very, very clear that the directors are supposed to determine the expected expenses for the association over the course of the next year and structure the budget according to what the expected costs are going to be, and then according to whatever the appropriate formula is to apportion the assessments back. Doing a 4% a year into a future time really goes at cross purposes to what the statute requires, as I read it.
Other comments over here? Is there something else we need to do about this?
I would just ask that we make sure that Ann's comments go in the minutes to clarify, and Cassie's, you know, well, you don't have to say anything, just to clarify.
I'll put these in. You can cut it. And do you want to be specific then about exactly what? I just have that the people that would be renting wouldn't be strangers. You would talk to them a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say also that when we looked at the fee, this was like 2 years ago, everybody, I mean, this was agreed upon that we would raise the fees to be the $2,500 for an outside wedding if we had 1 year. I mean, that's one weekend. And we worked like crazy to get our space ready for them, and it really accentuates our facility because we're inviting, you know, and as Ann said, they're not off the street. They are, you know, they are vetted. And this year we had quite a few memorial events for people who are friends or family of members. So, and that's brought in like, what, $80 or, you know, and it adds up, unfortunately. I mean, we have like six of them. And, you know, I feel like except for one time, it's such a wonderful use of this space to be able to provide that for our friends and our family. And so when you say outsiders, it's like they're not. Some of those people we don't know, of course, who come to a memorial. We don't know how many people are going to come to celebrate someone's life, but we're not out there beating the bushes for strange people to come here to make money. You know, that's not what we're doing. So it's just a little bit odd feeling.
Okay. With that box?
Okay. I just wanted to follow up. I mean, Karen was giving the numbers of if we move that out of income into assessments, it's not Far East interest at all to move the support of the CC into assessments. Okay. It would be finding other ways of raising the funds we need. Fundraising. We've done that with the pool. It might be difficult, but it's just something we want to be aware of and think about and discuss more. And absolutely appreciate everything the community center committee does to make our facility beautiful, but we just like to investigate, could we do our own fundraising to find a different way other than assessments of supporting the community center.
Okay, so does that finish off what we need to do?
We had one strong opinion about this, you know, and we kind of all agreed to it. Linda has a strong background in fundraising. She worked for the museum, I believe. And so she was like, why don't we hold like a, what do you call it, the town, this radio station? Pledge Drive. Like what we listen to on the radio all the time, and we just change the channel. But so it's like, why not ask? If we don't ask, we don't know. People are willing to give. People are willing to pay more than their assessments. They could earmark it. Like, hey, this is for the community center. This is for the boardwalks. These are easily accountable items that we could just kind of do. That way we can raise funds, and this could be another way to kind of head off some of our assessments as well. Because there are people that are now willing to give more than they do. So.
That's the pledge giving program. Yeah. And then you're up, and she's also talking about going out and fundraising.
Sure. And you said pledge drive. Oh, the pledge drive, exactly. Yeah. there's some kind of a designated time, week, whatever, where we can campaign for that.
Well, I lost my place in this. I thought it was none of the group rep stuff, and then I was asking for comments on this. I think I'm wondering about that. So,
yeah. The next thing is.
Now we do group campaigns. Yeah.
We're ready to do
it. No, I'm sorry. I just missed you.
Thank you,
Jess. I think I skipped over. Okay. Concerns. Okay, 10 minutes.
I'm trying to do actions and decisions, and I'm unclear if are we sending this budget now back to the budget committee because we don't. So we're, but I'm not clear on what actions, what we're supposed to adjust. I'm on the budget committee too. So are we taking out that $2,500?
There was a suggestion. At the budget committee, we'll just take all the group feedback. And we'll talk about it at budget committee. We may have put the same budget back on for vote by majority.
I think that our group didn't realize that $25,000 was one wedding. $2,500 was one wedding.
Right.
They were thinking it was.
So if that's clarified for your group, they might vote differently.
Yeah, they may vote. Yeah,
it may just be that we have to clarify. Yeah. But it'll go back on the agenda. Just TC, you know, groups provided feedback and this item will return. That's all you have to put in action decisions.
I don't like this.
All right, we can go on.
Well, are we going on now to somehow I got confused by this 1, 5, 6.
That was just feedback. That was just part of the budget.
Well, I got that, but then all of a sudden somebody came around again. Anyway, it's getting late. Group concerns. We're starting with Anthony.
So we just have one major group concern, and it just kind of has to do with our kind of email etiquette. So there is an idea that we are going to all communicate through emails, and that's going to happen, and there's no real way around that, but there has to be some kind of etiquette around that. And so where is the boundary in reposting emails on maybe Swamp Folks or maybe reading them here in town council sent through a small group? Without the permission of the author, this feels like an invasion of privacy. Other concerns in that vein, reading aloud, well, like I said, that reading aloud of emails here at town council without their permission. It is difficult to see the purpose of this act being in keeping with the spirit of our community. Concerns that our community needs an avenue to discuss these concerns other than the coordinator and email platform. We want to get back to the pre-COVID days where we have the ease to sit in person and talk to each other. We are the longest standing intentional community in the country, and it is because we protect and work on our relationships with each other.
This is really interesting because our group concern was that there need to be a lot of trees cut down on Sunrise and the end of Long and Winding, and can we use the roads budget?
So would that come up as a...
That would be something that...
agenda
Yes. And then the other thing is that, you know, remember we were going to bring up the $500 about major repairs? Do you think we could get just the... Everybody saying, yes, sure.
That's kind of a bunch of things.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's brains are working right now. I mean, mine's not.
Okay, all right. Well, I could explain it easily.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Can we just, town council, like a couple years ago, took a vote and decided that if there was any major repair for the CC that was over $1,000, it would come from the investment fund. And we would like to reduce that to $500. And that was actually attached to our budget proposal, right, Rose? Yeah. So, well, we didn't write it. So, could we approve that? Does everybody feel like they need to go ask someone? I mean, this is...
It seems like this is, at this point, we're on group concerns. I'm sorry to be...
That's group concerns.
That way, but...
Okay. And that, and then our other group concern is that we need to look at ways of making decisions not by town council, to be able to say that committees, groups, who are working on things could make those decisions. And I think that's a little bit the intent of sociocracy. Is that not true? Absolutely. Because we feel over, people are saying, this, we don't read this. We don't want to read this. These reports that go out, it's too much. And too much is coming to town council. Things like whether to let a young man who was born here have a wedding in our community center. Can't someone else decide that without it being on the agenda and everybody trying to talk about it? Well, so we just feel like we need to have a discussion as a community about governance, and that was one of our concerns earlier about that being our topic. And done.
Well, Wes, the last thing that Lucia said is exactly what our concern is. So the town council agendas are just too overwhelming, too long. And we'd like to see the limitation of the items and more time allowed to think about the issues and question some people before we make a decision. Read thoroughly those documents. We'd like to have 3 weeks to prepare for that. So that's one thing. And another thing, we'd like to plan the end of the year celebration for appreciation for Karen as a coordinator. And we had a question. How many meetings do we have per year? Town council meeting?
Ten.
Okay. So we skip December and July?
Correct.
Yes. Right. Okay.
No group concerns.
The low Comcast line over at the entrance to Long and Winding, and just Comcast in general. One thought I had was maybe when after all the electrical stuff is done and the wires are clear, maybe we could get the coordinator to lean on Comcast to get in here and get some of these lines raised. That would be the time to do it. But anyway, and the second thing I added to the list today, the tree trimmers did beachnet gum trail today, and they spent all day on it. I think they did a very nice job. You want to look and see before they get to you, you can look at our road. Were you pleased, Karen?
I'm very pleased.
Yeah.
They were so
good. They did a good job and nice. Oh my gosh. I had to walk out for Red Hills to do Red Hills Run, where I got lost in town, and I've gone 1,000 times. There's definitely something off my brain since my surgery. Anyway, guided me up, blew a whistle for people to stop working and everything until it got to the end for me to get up to go get my car. When I came back, they carried my packages back.
So cool.
They are nice people.
Terribly, terribly kind people. I can't encourage anyone enough to just treat them so nicely. They are very, very sweet people.
Yeah, they are.
And they want to do a good job. They want to, and they cleaned up, they blew the gravel, like it was me out there doing it. Some bulk of gravel blower. And they were out, they blew the entire lake, pretty much, I think, of each trail. It's just awesome what they did. So I think they did a good job. And the kudos to the organizers, Rob and James and Dennis and all others. They respected our little bow ties we had on our <What's that? Man. laughs> on our signs. So.
Scott?
Great. So we had a group concern about emergency access to the end of Sunrise Road. Just want to make sure that that's prioritized and that emergency vehicles can get quickly to the end of Sunrise Road. So whatever we need to do to get that going. As well, we just had another person writing in their support. You know, they really do support just keeping trees trimmed to, allow emergency vehicle response. So I guess two people had a very similar comment. And then the final comment was kind of a question of just what happened to Rose's voting proposal? Was it voted down? Are we going to introduce it back again? I didn't mention to them that you know, we were considering it as a general membership meeting topic, but I did say I wasn't sure if we have plans to bring that back up as an agenda item or what. So, and that's the last of it. So I don't know.
Want to answer that?
Can Rose answer the question?
Briefly, please.
Yeah, it'll come back. There's no time frame.
Okay.
And we are so busy that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to know. We'll come back. Thank you.
You guys have been singing my chorus. Far East concern is emergency vehicle access all the way down Sunrise Road. We've had a lot of discussions about it within the group. There's a bit of discussion back and forth with Rob about what comes first, the poles or the trees, and the Far East would like the poles to come first. And we'd like to find out, if the city's going to charge us for it, and if they are, how much. And one of the poles, they moved. The last time they moved it, they did not put it where we agreed they should put it. So some of us think that we should not pay for that one if we have to pay for all three, or if all three are on the list. So we need that done as soon as possible. We've also walked down the Sunrise Road and marked trees for removal. We don't have 100% agreement on all of the trees yet. We do have agreement on the trees that are on Kelly and David's property. So there are about three trees that Kelly is getting three cost estimates to take down. And we're not entirely sure if we bring that as a proposal to town council to get those trees removed or exactly how that gets processed.
Because it's their personal private land, it just should be a tree protector thing, I would think. I think nobody's
blocking them. This is the access for the emergency vehicles.
Right, but they are deciding to have three trees removed on their land in order to facilitate.
Can this
be the emergency access?
Do people need to comment? Other people?
Usually we have short, tiny little discussions with each concern.
I'm asking whether people who are not representing the group now, do they have an opportunity to...
Did you get all the groups? Sure, you can ask because...
Well, I'm not wanting to particularly. I'm just asking from a process standpoint, since this was group concerns, whether we just always let everybody talk all the time. That's fine too. I'm just asking for guidance.
I think either way. A lot of times when I'm leaving the meeting, as each concern comes up, if it's a shorter agenda, we'll have a discussion.
We're almost at 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And we do have. I have always asked for. I would like evaluation that are very brief and not. Don't get really wiped up out about it, but I just.
I have a process question. They put off discussing the minutes. Well, how is that going to happen?
So the main reason we put it off was because we already knew we were going to have a 2.5 hour meeting.
Right, I know.
So we can call a special meeting. We can discuss it. Maybe next month's agenda may be shorter. We may be able to discuss it next month. You know, but just this.
It will not disappear.
Yeah, it will not.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering what the.
Aaron. Yeah. I'm just asking, has the meeting been adjourned? Is this after or is this part of the meeting discussion?
This is part of the meeting.
It's part of the meeting, but it's...
What do you want to say?
Oh, yeah.
Me?
I'm just asking
if we're still, is still part of the meeting.
No. It's still part of the meeting, but I think if people wanted off and didn't want to do it, I'm not... I don't think you're going to miss anything, but it is an opportunity... for things that, got messed with or things that were good to get recognized, that's all. And okay. That would start with Erin.
Okay, I have a question about the consent agenda and how the committee reports and the employee reports are, from what I remember 8 years ago, we put those reports in the consent agenda, and then at the top of the meeting, we would say, does anybody want those reports pulled out of the consent agenda and discussed?
A different process.
Well, I'm just clarifying too that because those reports usually it's mainly just reading, right? And then if you have clarifying questions for the committee or the person doing the job, like you know Cassie or Brittany, that sometimes it's more helpful just to give it back to them instead of going to town council, discussing it at the board, because not everyone here has the answers. Like, so Cassie had, you know, we were kind of guessing about Brittany when it might be easier just to go directly to her. So I guess
that's how the agenda is set up.
Right, and just having all those reports in the consent, and then at the top of the meeting when you go around and say, does anybody have an agenda addition or change, at that moment you say, I want this report pulled out of the consent agenda so because my group wants to talk about it here at the town council.
Okay. So Anne? Whom I know very well because she cleans my house. I did that to you last time too, didn't I? We're doing a quick evaluation, a meeting evaluation.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were asking. Evaluation, it was great. Thank you. Good job.
It went very well.
I should have said that first. It went late.
but what you said is important. Thank you. That's a good thing. Karen.
Oh, I just want to appreciate you for facilitating this.
I also appreciate that everyone wants to go home. So
I'm super excited with the way this meeting went, and I also just want you all to know while I'm sitting here, like, kind of like maybe it looks like I'm not paying attention. I'm like just scribbling down a bunch of stuff. Like that's how I pay attention to you guys. Like that's what I need to do, and that's it worked for me. So, okay.
Lucia,
I thought you did a great job of facilitating, and that's huge. I also feel like I appreciate you separating out the question of the minutes. And that would be handled at another place because that enabled us not to be here till midnight. So I think it was a great meeting.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm astounded that I'm still alive. So this is great. It's been wonderful. Really. Thank you.
We're
so
not
much.
Astounded that you're
still alive. It's good. And at the beginning, it's extremely hard. I feel. I think, particularly Judith, I think I came to you two or three times because I want to recognize people to speak, and you weren't the only person, but I just apologize for that, because I think any time that as a facilitator you stop people from doing what they do or what they're used to doing, it's hard.
No, it's okay. Sure. It's fine. If I can cut it off at the mouth, please feel free.
you were very, very nice. Thank you for your... Yeah, effectiveness and efficiency.
Maybe if you don't mind holding for a second, Josh, maybe I'll catch people over here for a little.
I thought it was really a really good meeting. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And if anybody would like to get a copy of the video that I made tonight or the audio, I'll be happy to put on something and give it to
you.
I thought it was great, but I actually very much agree with Erin. I like the way we used to do it much, much better.
Oh, good.
Not to have to go through everybody commenting on every report. Okay. You don't need to do that.
What she said. I just mentioned that we're running a $1 million corporation here. You guys do an outstanding job in the way that we pull it all together. We don't think about the fact that this is really a big $1 million corporation that we're doing here.
Josh.
thank you so much for doing this for us and wrangling us, however that is that you do that. I can't figure that part out.
Rose. Rose, I'm going to back up and say that Rose came to me asking me to be just really concerned, and I just wanted to really appreciate because I didn't do what you asked me to do exactly, but I'm hoping that it came out okay.
I appreciate the facilitation. One thing I really wanted, as y'all know, Melody about it, and I also agree with Aaron on the report thing. Because I have trouble focusing going on and talking.
Yeah, very effective meeting. Thank you again, Jan. And I do, yeah, I think that we really do need to keep the facilitator thing going on each time because it really has, yeah, really has shifted the tone of all the meetings. So we really appreciate it. Thank you.
That
was great.
I think Cassie's back in the back.
Wonderful.
And
say a lot.
I'm not sure who you are.
Josh is my husband.
Oh, okay.
I'm
thank
Linda.
You.
He's my husband.
Sorry, and I'm terrible, even with the issues with the names of the people that live in my house and helping me so much, I can't even get their names.
You did a great job of facilitating, trying to keep everybody on point and organized, and it's difficult to wrangle personalities and volume, and I think you did a great job just trying to move it on as quickly as you could.
Did you just do it? It's not your duty, okay. I wasn't very efficient with it here.
Well, I appreciate when I interrupt people, you stopping me from doing that. Well, I have one more comment. This is an especially long meeting, and I think it's in part because of the 50th anniversary stuff and some other things, but boy, I'll tell you, I hope we don't have another one of these.
Well, we got a good suggestion for one part of it anyway.
Yeah.
It's very helpful when you say group representatives talk first. Anybody else, it should really be after.
Yes.
So if you announce that at the beginning, then everybody knows and people who aren't in a group rep.
Yeah, that's the word.
That was given to me by Karen. I thought that you all knew all that.
That's the way.
I mean, this
is the way.
I appreciate everybody for being done.
Yeah, okay, a box. Sorry.
Go enjoy the beach.
The screen's hot.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Fox.
Thank you.
I want to thank you guys for being here. And you know, so many meetings in Johnstown Council. It's really nice to have you guys here. You guys are really welcome.
Our next meeting is October 26th on the 4th.